Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus praise and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Halloween here in the studios, and I'm joined by special guest today, the Reverend Bob Levy.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I saved money on an outfit. I went as a good-looking motherfucker with a big dick.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I didn't have to buy anything.
Well, you had to get that extension.
No.
No? Okay. I'm dressed as a disgruntled voter. That's what I'm going as.
You're going as a Trump voter, so stop it.
I know. Well, listen, by the way, as someone who's supporting Trump yourself, good news with this FBI reopening their investigation on Hillary Clinton.
What difference does it make?
I mean, if it's ever been more evident in our country's history that the system is rigged,
It's corrupt.
Here's the problem I have with our country right now. Over the last several years, we found out a few things. We found out that Wall Street was corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
We've been finding out that our politicians are corrupt. Our banking system is corrupt.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the thing. I think almost everybody is corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even down to comedy contests, it's corrupt.
Oh. Yeah, it's a corrupt world. That's what we live in. That's why I try to make it non-corrupt and do the right thing, because everything is corrupt. Everybody seems to have a plan to do something corrupt in this business and in this life, you know?
It's like too easy, you know, and I just hate the hypocrisy. I hate the fact that people go, oh my God, I can't believe that person did that or whatever. And then you find out in their own everyday doings, that they themselves are somewhat corrupt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm big, and, you know, I've like unfriended a lot of people in the last year or two. I don't speak to certain people anymore. You know, and it's all about moral character. It's all about, you know, people that have been, and the big sins to me are hypocrisy. Like, I can't stand people who say one thing and do another.
Yes,
you know,
it's true.
Right? I can't stand people that accuse you of talking shit about them, and then you find out that they're the ones talking shit about you.
Well, that's when somebody comes up to you and goes, between you and me.
Right.
They're talking about you.
Right.
You know, behind your back.
Right. And that's usually a thing. Hey, I don't want to say anything, but.
Yeah.
That's usually going to lead into something. Now, you know, I'm a man, and, you know, and if I'm going to say something about somebody, I would have said it to their face by then if I hadn't already.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because that's the way it is, you know. But two things. I can't wait till this election's over, for one, for these, all these different, you know, everybody on both sides. Well, look at this person. You know, it's a shame. It's a fucking crying shame that.
Yep. It's not about, you know. What I don't understand, how people are upset by words, okay? It's not what you say, it's what you do, you know? And the proof is, she's done a lot of fucking bad things, you know? Like I said on Twitter, that clown guy, Gacy.
Right.
Has done more for children than she has. You know, just ask the kids in Haiti, you know?
It's amazing how, it's like, all the campaign, all her stuff is, over all these years, and especially when they show that picture of her with those big-ass glasses, you know, early in her days, like, no wonder Bill was banging other chicks. So,
no, yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Ugh. So, I mean, you know, oh, I've always been about families and this. And I mean, what the? There's nothing on the platform about families. There's not a growing need for. I mean, if anything, you know, the biggest problem in this country is that those who, you know, work and have two jobs, two working, you know, families, a husband and a wife working, you know, the kids are being raised by nannies or by TV. You know, mm-hmm. Okay, that's one thing, okay? But then we just base that on the economy, you know? And in 2008, during the financial crisis, there's a lot of people that lost their jobs, so some kids got to be raised a little bit. That was the drawback of the financial crisis. People lost their jobs. Unemployment was at 10%. Well, at least somebody got to stay home and watch little Billy from picking his nose and sticking his dick in the electric socket.
Yeah, those were the days. I mean, yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean? So
no, it's a fucked up world, you know, what we live in right now. You know, like even the Russian president goes, he's telling us don't give your guns away. You know, why would you give your guns back? You know, even he's saying that.
Well, if anything, one thing we know about Hillary Clinton is that, you know, she's going to say whatever she thinks she needs to say to win her voters.
Yeah, but now they know that she's full of shit, everybody. You know what I mean? She's losing the black vote, the Spanish vote. She's going to lose all that, you know? And I think it's going to be pretty clear when the day comes. And then we can get things fixed, because you can't continue now knowing what's out there, what's been going on. That will just keep getting worse, you know? It's
yeah.
Like if I did any of that, I'd be in jail. You know,
yeah, that's a thing. A lot of people in this country realize that, hey, this isn't a fair playing field.
Never been. It's if you have money, if you have fame, if you have power, you know,
I mean, isn't that somewhat part of the capitalistic system? Like, you know, my job's always had a job where I was a sales guy or a producer. Right. You know, mm-hmm. So I wasn't like a salaried or like a, you know, an hourly, you know, punching a time clock. You know, I would all based on my what I would earn would be based on what I brought in, and that's something. Yeah. So, but there's something called sales cover a multiple of sins. So, if you were a top producer at a company, you know, and you would show up late to a meeting or, you know, something happened, you know, you'd like they'd overlook it because, hey, you're a producer.
Yeah.
You know, so compared to the schmuck, who's like showing up and not doing anything, you know, the first time they miss a conference call, you're fired. You know. And which,
yeah, because you're in your job.
Right. I mean, but there's some points where, you know, if you're producing, okay, you get a little more like an athlete. You know, if you're an athlete and you're the, you know, sometimes, you know, you get away a little more because you're the star player. But you're seeing less of that now.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
But Hillary is like the antithesis, or what I say, of the, what I want to try to say here. She is the spokesperson for corruption.
Oh, totally, from the top to the bottom, you know what I mean? She doesn't want to help anybody, you know, she don't want to help the inner city, she don't want to help the schools, she wants to help kids. What do you help, one kid? You know what I mean? You're president. If I was president, I can change the whole school system. I can change of what, you know, what grades they need to have, and they will get them, because the teachers, their asses will be on the line, too. And if, you know... And if you have people that don't want to learn, you throw them out of school, just like Mr. Clark did in that movie.
That's right. Chain the doors.
Exactly. You know what I mean? There should be, I said, hire two vets at each door, and, you know, they need a job, and there's your security. Nobody's coming near that place. You know, what's it going to cost you out of all the money that they blow? You know, and they charge kids for lunch, at school lunch.
Right.
Basically, it's prison food.
Yeah. You remember those shitty pizzas they used to make in school?
It was horrible, but the whole thing was, it was free back then.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't pay for fucking, you know, lunch at school. They really need to have somebody, you know, kids pay for lunch. Now, it doesn't make any sense. You know, there's so many other ways to get that money to be able to. What if the kid doesn't have money, comes from a poor family? He doesn't need to eat lunch unless he brings it. And what if he can't bring it, you know?
Well, sometimes, you know, the kids, if you're under a certain, I know my wife, before we got married, her daughter got like free lunches because of her, you know, when she filed a separate tax return, she qualified for, you know, free lunches. And listen, there's these things around. You know what I mean? There's definitely things. We're not happy about the welfare state and people taking advantage of the welfare state. You know, unemployment and welfare is not a permanent way of making a living.
No, I mean, that's why it should have a limit. And, you know, you should have better checking on how people are trying to get work or not get work.
Right.
I mean, it's the money that you're losing. You can hire enough people that would cut off millions and billions of dollars if you just checked out certain people.
Getting back to the corruption with Hillary Clinton, you know, I'm thinking back when the Secretary of State, not the Secretary of State, who was the lead prosecutor, the black woman,
the FBI guy.
No, that's Comey. Oh. He's the leader of the FBI, yeah. But I'm trying to remember the woman who's the head. Like, she's the main prosecutor in this country. The black woman. She's the.
The head
lawyer for the United States. I'm trying to remember her position now. It'll hit me in a second. But you know how she all of a sudden met with Bill Clinton behind in the back of that plane just before.
Yeah.
You know,
they did meet. They did meet. They had talks. They had an arrangement, and that's a fucking fact now.
You know that Bill was sitting back there in the back. I don't want you to bust my wife. You know.
But I would like to bust a nut on you.
Yeah, I haven't been many black chicks lately. You know, I just
make me some waffles.
Yeah. Would you mind putting on this blue scarf and giving me some waffles? I don't, you know what I mean? It's just
look like that lady from that pancake battered thing.
You go ahead and make me some pancakes. I'll let you sit in the front of my bus. You know, it was more evident. Everybody says, oh, it was just coincidence. Bullshit, man. I mean,
coincidence is when you see someone you haven't seen in years. You understand?
Right.
Coincidence is when you find $20 on the floor. You know, that's just something that just like, wow, you know.
By the way, I have a new, this is my new wealth scale. Like, you know, I'm a little chubby. So like if I saw a certain dollar bill on the floor, I wouldn't pick it up. You know what I mean? If I see a dollar bill on the floor, I'm not going to pick it up. I don't need another sit up. Maybe even a $5 bill I probably wouldn't pick up, but a $10 bill I'd pick up.
Yeah, you just pick it up. You just, you know, you give it to your kid or something.
Yeah, you get, you know. But, you know, it's just to me, like, if my liberal friends who said, oh, that was just, I said, are you fucking kidding me? This was Bill Clinton, you know, going in and threatening. We now are finding out the Clinton Foundation, you know, it was pay to play kind of thing. They were trying to get people get special favors, you know, should she become president? All these people going, oh, even the, and this is the one I want to say, corruption, the media, the fucking media.
That's unbelievable. They just fired a lady on CNN just now.
Yeah.
Brazil.
And they're firing these people because they're finding out the emails. Part of the scandal is these emails that are these people, they're supposed to be writing for the interest of the American people, like exploring and breaking down and finding out the real truths.
News is supposed to be honest. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what a news station is supposed to give you, the right information. And that's not what a lot of them do. I mean, I would say Fox does it the best, but CNN, it's total lies. I mean, it's fucking, they're lying to you. They're getting paid to lie. You know, they donate. They fucking do everything to fucking help her. It's like, how can you rig a system so fucking much like this when you're talking about what somebody said and what somebody did, you know? I don't give a shit if my president said he wants to fuck my girl in the ass. The whole thing is, if he can do his job, he could say it all day.
Well, you made a great point there. There's one thing about what somebody said. Oh, he said something about the Mexicans, or he said something about, you know, women.
But he didn't really, if you listen to his things, you know what I mean? He said the illegals.
Right. And listen, believe me, trust me. And if you've ever, like I mentioned this the other day on the show, if you've ever been in Mexico lately, it's a shithole. Okay.
Have you ever been to any other country? You can't get in without a passport.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not like people are going to be sneaking into Mexico. But the point is that it's a shithole. And if you ask most Mexican people, the reason they're leaving Mexico is to get away from these people. And you know what I mean? So listen, not all, I mentioned this before, when it comes, oh, you're racist. No, I'm not. Listen, the greatest group of people I've ever hung out with were blacks and Hispanics. You know, mm-hmm. I can tell you blacks and Hispanics have been the greatest people in the world to me over every other class of people. They're the friendliest, the nicest, the most honest, you know what I mean?
Because they want to have fun.
That's
I
it.
Mean, that's what it is.
It's all about fiesta, baby, and partying.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm not, you know, when it comes to that, but when it comes to the legal immigration, we have an issue. It should be an issue. That's it. Somebody addressed it. How many times have we seen, you know, Bill Clinton's speech, you know, in front of Congress where he's saying the same shit that that fucking Donald Trump has been saying about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But then it was great. But now it's racist. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, it don't make sense. You know, that's why you just can't let people just walk in. It's like, somebody just walking into my house, making dinner, and then leaving.
Right.
And I can't do anything. Are you fucking kidding me?
In the news today, they were showing just people, like, just walking over, you know, basically just going over the border. You know what I mean? And of course, you know, there's more and more problems in France. You know, in France, they're talking about, they got, like, these cities, tent cities that these, you know, they're building and people
I've seen it. There's beds on the floor, like, half beds and just cardboard boxes. I mean, yeah, that's your beautiful fucking place. Everybody wants, France was supposed to be so beautiful.
Right. I want to go. I want to go to France for for when I get married. I'm going to go there for my honeymoon. Fuck that.
My anniversary. It is. Yeah. You know what I mean?
My wife's actually going there for during the week of Thanksgiving with her family.
Is she really?
Yeah. I'm hoping she doesn't bring back a Syrian refugee.
Or a fucking disease. I mean, right?
Right. Well, you know, God forbid, you know, you walk in. You know, it's kind of cool. They show these packs of people, like in France, that are policing, like almost the vigilantes that are policing the Muslims that are, you know, the gangs of Muslims that are in there. Like, because they're gangs of Muslims are terrorizing certain parts of France and in Germany. You know what I mean? Even in England. The reason why England did not become part of, they say we're going to Brexit, we're going to get out of the European Union. Is because
this.
Yeah, because England's already like, fuck this, mate. These fucking wankers come in here, and they're trying to tell us to run our own country. They're trying to tell us to pray to Allah. Go fuck yourself, you wanker.
That's what it is. You know what I mean? I don't believe in any religion when you got to put your ass straight up in the air.
Yeah, it's like almost saying, you know, this religion's going to fuck me.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it, you know, when... Asses up? No, not for me, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, people laugh at Christians when they put their hands in the air, like, you know, trying to, you know, like, oh, well, look at that wackadoo up there with his hands in the air. But at least it's not his ass isn't in the air.
Well, at least they're not trying to kill anyone, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it is. I've never seen, like, you know, somebody in church, you know, Christian church come out and, you know, come to my house and try to kill me.
Yeah.
Cut my head off, you know?
Exactly. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. I think we're going to vote early. You know, I bet you that's why Hillary Clinton is trying to get everybody to vote early. Please go out and vote before the rest of this FBI investigation is done.
Well, that's why I'm still getting my stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got to get mailed to me. You know, I got to make sure I can vote because they're trying to slowing down the stuff.
Now, it's interesting because someone said that, you know, when Hillary wins the presidency, she's going to fire Comey. She can't. You know, he's on a tenure. He's got a 10-year, I think he's voted in. I don't know what the hell the deal is with that. You know, I'm not a big civics guy. But I know that, you know, that it's awkward, you know, and you know, it's comforting knowing that eventually somebody, because the whole thing seemed like a big pile of shit. You know, when he came out and said, yeah, she was neglectful. Yeah, she fucked up, but we're not going to press charges.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. That's why I'm going to go out and get candy now before the kids come, because I didn't get any yet, and I don't want to be the guy known as the guy hiding by the windowsill.
Isn't that the worst?
Dogs barking, and I'm like, shut up.
We're not home. No one's home. I know, my wife, I just asked her to go get some. You know, every year we do the same. She's like, I'm not going to get it. Not many kids come. And then last year, like, the doorbell wouldn't stop fucking ringing.
Yeah, see, not a lot come here because I'm at the end and it's dark here.
Yeah, but your house looks like the Addams Family house.
Well, I like it that way.
Yeah.
And so, it, you know, I just got to have some. I can't give, when am I going to give them fucking green beans in a can?
I know, I was going to give them like granola bars.
I don't even have those. You know, I know you got like 1,000 of those.
Right, you seen those things in the box? Remember?
Oh, yeah. What the fuck's the matter with you?
I know. What are you going to do? Hey, by the way, we're wondering when Bob Levy's going to come back to Florida. We got to get some things together with you.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely want to come back.
Any news on some of these, Veteran American Legion places, the veterans, the VFWs, any shows like that?
I get no help from those places.
Really?
It's fucking amazing. You know, I just put up a GoFundMe for Warrior Point. Retweet that when you get a chance. There's one stuck in there. There's one on my pin page and this one I just put up. You know, I just started it because all the money goes to them. And, you know, we have been helping people and other people have, you know, we're the only group that helped these one people, needed to get an apartment because, he finally got a job and they were going to live in a tent. And I'm like, you're not living in a tent. And we paid their rent for 2 months.
Nice.
So it doesn't, it's not like we need a lot of money. You know what I mean? So I said on one thing, I said $5, $10, you know, I put it in 50 and we're still at 50. I mean, come on, people, man. All the money goes to them. You can see it's a write-off. Stop being bitches.
That's right. Donate and help the veterans. We're going to take a break here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank Bob Levy for joining me today.
Hey, I'm off to get candy.
That's right. And I'm off to get candy, too. My favorite stripper over at Cheetah 3.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway. We'll be back. Nobody's here in the studio with me. Bob was nice enough to call in here through Skype.
Hey, you know what I do. You know?
Yeah. John Levine's driving back to Atlanta, and Talia, who should be here, is actually working, which some people have to do. But I'm going to come back with some stories and some other shit, and probably I got some venting to do. I'm having one of these days where I'm pissed.
All right.
You know. Yes,
all right. All right. I got to go to the store and get candy now.
All right.
The pricks getting there.
There you go. Get some Reese's Cups. All right. We'll be back with more of the show.
Go retweet those things.
I will. We'll be right back.
All right. Bye.
Hey, this is Pete Lee, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, because it's late, and I just woke up.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Halloween here in the studio. But we're coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, November 1st. Getting ready for the kiddies to come running by the house and asking for candy. My wife never gets it. Usually, it's like, no, nobody shows up anymore. No kids come out and do Halloween anymore. And then I end up sitting out there watching the doorbell ring like 80 times. It's crazy. Anyway, thanks again for Bob Lee for joining us today because co-hosts are out today. Bob, John Levine's driving back to Atlanta, and Talia, who's normally here, is catching up on some work. So, again, thanks to Bob for jumping in on the phone with us and talking about the corrupt Hillary Clinton. Doesn't it seem like every day that goes by, you're just waiting to hear another issue about the corrupt Clintons? I mean, again, say what you want about Donald Trump. I mean, yeah, of course, he's a big mouth. He's blah, blah, blah. But, hey, this woman's a criminal. This woman is a liar. This woman would make you think she gives a shit about you when really she doesn't. The Clintons. It's a joke. Bob said it best. It's one thing if you say something, but it's another thing if you do it. You could talk to your blue in the face saying all kinds of stupid shit. But when you do things that are corrupt, when you do things that are dishonest, when you do these things and you're caught in it, you really can't say anything about what somebody says. You know? If you did something, if you stole, if you cheated, right? If you're corrupt, if you're a criminal, and then all of a sudden, oh, I can't believe what he said about women. Well, if he called you a lying bitch, I guess he would have been good. Just can't, you know. And again, everybody out there is like, oh, you're Trump. Listen, it's a shame that these are the people that we have that are running to be the president of the United States, one of the most powerful countries in the world. And these are the people. I laugh when I hear that Morgan Freeman does that commercial now. If you listen to it about Hillary's like two people are running for president. One is respected around the world. No, she's not. She is not respected around the world. And neither is Trump. But who gives a fuck whether our president's respected? No one respects fucking Obama. Who the hell respects that pussy? I'm going to draw the line. If you use chemical warfare, if you use any type of gas or chemical, we're drawing a line in Syria. They use chemical and gas. Oh, well, plan B. I don't know. I'll figure it out. He got the jobs back. No, the economy just came back. That's a natural progression of things. President Obama didn't get jobs back. That's going to happen. When you have the worst recession since the Great Depression, of course things eventually going to get better. It could, some people say it could have got better faster if it hadn't been for some of his stupid fucking policies. And I can tell you right now, this Obamacare is a piece of shit. Anybody out there that thinks, oh, less than 5% of the population, the impoverished population are benefiting from Obamacare because they have health insurance and they're paying like $100 a month for their family. But the average person that makes over $40,000, $50,000 a year is paying $800 to $1,000 a month for fucking health care that you have a $7,000 per person deductible. I got to come up with about $18,000 out of my pocket before I get anything. Before I get a free tongue depressor or a fucking Q-tip. I got to spend $18,000 of my own money. I told my wife already, I said, you know what? Fuck this insurance. We should have done this years ago when this started. I should have said, fuck you. I'm not getting any health insurance. I'm going to take that $7,000 or $8,000. I see $800. It's like $9,000 a year. If I just took that and put it away myself into an HSA account, which is a health savings account, tax deferred if you put it away. I think it's deductible too. Check with your accountant. But if I just took that over the last 5 years, I already have like $70,000-$80,000 put away. So if I went to the doctor, I wouldn't need a fucking copayment. How much is this? $250 for an X-ray here. Fucking here's cash. And I tell you what, like, that's what happens. If you have that money put aside and you go to, these people don't want to wait 90, 190 days, 2 years or a year before they get paid by the insurance company. Insurance companies take forever to pay these doctors. So if you had your own money, if you had your own account, and then you saved all your insurance premiums and said, fuck it. Yeah, of course, if you have a cancer or something catastrophic, you're fucked. But you know what? If you get into a car accident, they got to treat you. What are they going to do? Not treat you? What are you going to do? You got to take a chance. But if you spend 5, 10 years putting away $8,000, $9,000, you'd have $100,000, $150,000 put away in a while. That's what most young people should do. Fuck this Obamacare. It's a joke. And I said it, I've been insurance licensed since 1989. And I can tell you just by the way, it has nothing to, just by the architecture of this thing, you knew that this was going to happen. You knew that the premiums are going to be unbelievable. Yeah, 10 million new people are insured that never been before, but you're going to have a lot of shitload of people who can't afford it anymore. Fucking Obamacare. All these Obama fans. Oh, please. The Republican Party needs to step up. Whatever happens this election, the Republicans need to step up because these fucking liberal Democrats, the welfare state and everybody, you know what happens if you get everybody free college? College isn't going to be worth a shit. You thought your college degree was shit now. Wait till it's free. They should have more trade schools. They should have more things and more things in school. Not everybody's going to be a genius. Sometimes you need somebody to make a cabinet. Sometimes you need somebody to be able to change your fucking tire. Sometimes you need somebody that's going to come in and fix your air conditioning. That's what we need. Service, that kind of shit. Going to go to fucking college. Ridiculous. Anyway, those are some of the things that have, that just tearing at my soul every time I hear Morgan Freeman on that commercial One is they wanted to make fun of. Yeah, listen. Most kids today are a bunch of pansy ass fucks anyway. Who gives a fuck what the little kids think? Well, like I said, real excited that the FBI is reopening the investigation on Hillary Clinton. Huma Wiener. Ever since this has been come out, the news has come out. No one can find her. I wonder if Hillary had her killed. Right? Hey, Huma, get you and your ex-husband together. We're going to go on a little trip. We're going to go on a little fishing. We're going to go out in the lake and do some fishing. Rumors are now that Huma and Hillary are lesbian lovers. That can make you sick thinking about it. I mean, Huma seems okay, but, you know, just imagine Hillary in there. Ugh, God. Disgusting. Well, I'm glad, and I'm waiting to hear more and more information. By the way, here's some great news I thought was fantastic. I can't stand this woman because she's so one-sided. CNN drops Donna Brazile after WikiLeaks release email. This is the black woman you usually see on CNN always adding that, well, you know, bad-mouthing the fucking Republicans. Well, they're a dirty party. They're a dirty party, these Republicans. It's always the people that are complaining and accusing other people that they themselves are dirty as fuck. You know what I mean? It's always the ones. But I love this story. CNN has cut ties with contributor Donna Brazile following recent revelations from WikiLeaks, which suggests the former DNC chair shared debate questions with Hillary Clinton during the Democratic primary. They cheated. This woman should not be allowed in any other position where she is expected to act ethically. This woman has proven to be a cheat. And now she should be removed from any public office or any position. The organization said it was completely uncomfortable with what it learned about her interactions with Clinton campaign while she was a CNN contributor. These news media places got to get out of this corrupt bullshit. They got to be unbiased and they got to report information and let us do the fucking thinking. Just report the information. Don't slant it towards whatever way you fucking see fit. On October 14th, CNN accepted Donna Brazile's resignation as CNN contributor. Her deal had previously been suspended in July when she became the interim head of the DNC. CNN never gave Brazile access to any questions, prep material, attendee list, background information, or meetings in advance of a town hall or debate. We are completely uncomfortable with what we have learned about her interactions with the Clinton campaign while she was a CNN contributor. Fucking cheat, right? She tweeted, "Thank you, CNN. Honored to be a Democratic strategist on the network. Godspeed to all my former colleagues." Yeah, go fucking work at a Wendy's, you stupid bitch. I love that she comes off high and mighty when she speaks. You know, she's like, "Well, you know, Donald, look, you're a fucking cheat." Release from WikiLeaks appears to show an email from Brazile to Clinton campaign manager John Podesta on March 5th, alerting him to a question at the then forthcoming Democratic primary debate in Flint, Michigan. The subject line was, "One of these questions directed to HRC tomorrow is from a woman with a rash." Quote, "Her family has lead poison, and she will ask what, if anything, will Hillary do as a president to help the people of Flint?" Well, Hillary will get a bunch of people working for her, you know, pay to play kind of thing. Everybody, all these people are like just sucking up to Hillary, thinking she's going to be the next president. Cheat. Donna Brazile, you're a cheat, and I wish you would leave public service. It's that fucking simple. No one wants to see you anymore. Right? Ah, these people. The banks are corrupt. Politicians are corrupt. The media is corrupt. Who isn't corrupt anymore? What people out there are honest and ethical, and can you believe? Reading a post here, it's funny how it just comes across everything. Nobody's fair anymore. Everybody gives it to somebody else. I'm watching this thing on Facebook right now where somebody's saying all comedy contests are fixed. To a certain extent. And usually it's okay depending on what side you're on. If you're the side that's being helped, then you get through. If you're the side that's getting fucked, then you're pissed. South Florida comedy scene gets affected. Any comedy scene gets affected when these contests are fixed. I've never advanced in the Florida's funniest competition. I have an hour of material, and yet I'm being beaten by people who barely have 5 minutes. Do I accuse anybody of cheating? No. Favoritism? Possibly. But that's the way it is. Life is like that. And you know what? I don't know. As far as back as I can remember, I don't remember anything being fair. Every once in a while, something would seem fair. You'd be shocked. You're like, holy fuck, this is fair. I feel like I'm being treated fairly. Sometimes nowadays when you get it treated fairly, you go like, wow, this is unbelievable. Something's got to be wrong. But you know what? You can't whine and cry about it. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Somebody asked me, how come I wasn't in the Mardi Gras comedy competition? You didn't enter? No, I did. I entered it. But the thieving, conniving cocksuckers that run that have a personal thing against me, and they didn't put me in the contest. Now, is there a case there? Well, who gives a shit? Why am I going to waste my time? But the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and gaming authorities would like to know what's going on with this. Florida Department of Law Enforcement and gaming agencies would like to know, since there's a $5,000 cash prize, what's happening with that. I don't give a shit. I know the guy who runs it and the woman who runs it, you know, they're just lying cunts. And I can care less. But what happens? The big picture, the Florida comedy scene gets affected. You know, when it comes to these contests, the right people aren't being moved, the right people aren't being shown a light on. Bring attention to certain people, not other people, then yeah, that's what happens. The comedy scene suffers. We're not getting a true competition. Whatever. In the meantime, those of us who just bust our ass and keep going, we keep going. And that's just like in life. If you're at work and it's corrupt, if you're getting passed for overlooked for a promotion and shit like that. That shit happens all the time. What are you going to do? You either got to leave that job, find another job, or keep busting ass until somebody has to recognize you. Unfortunately, some of these people in these positions don't do that. They'll constantly hold you back, not do anything for you, because that's the way it is. So eventually, you got to make your own decision and make your own way. Hey, here was something that grabbed me. Birth control shots for men. This is the big thing, right? Women always said, hey, how come my guys don't have to use birth control? You know, the only thing we use is the timing method, you know, pull out. Ooh, a little bit, ooh, pull out. That was our method of birth control. That was it. You know, that was it. That was the only thing. Women, you know, they had the pill, they had the, you know, the I don't know what it is, the sponge, UV ray, I don't know. But now they're supposed to say there's a shot. Prevent pregnancy that man can take. But now there's a problem with it, like anything. Right? I guess guys like, look, we don't want to have to deal with this bullshit. But says here, CBS News, that birth control shots for men prevent pregnancy but cause mood swings and depression. Nowadays, can you really blame depression on anything else but life itself? I mean, jeez. In Geneva, Switzerland, birth control shots for men are an effective form of contraception, but the side effects are a problem. An international study just found they're almost as effective as the pill for women. It was published in the journal Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism papers. The injections work by using hormones to drastically lower sperm count. You can do the same thing by smoking weed. Of the 266 married men who participated in the study, only 4 became fathers. Sounds promising, but the gender gap in contraceptive use may not close anytime soon. For one thing, pharmaceutical companies aren't throwing a whole lot of money at the idea. Yeah, I can't imagine a lot of guys are going to want to take a shot to keep a girl from getting pregnant. Hey, I'm giving the shot, you know what I mean? Their concerns may be their lack of profitability. Maybe there is a question of gender bias, you probably think. Regulatory hurdles and all kinds of things. Another concern are the side effects. Researchers actually stopped the study early due to mood changes and depression in some of the participants. A couple people jumped out the window when they found out their girlfriend didn't get pregnant. Other side effects are acne, pain where the injection is put, and increased libido. Yeah, that's one way of being a good way of dealing with, like, if a guy, you don't want to get a girl pregnant, just give you a shot that gives you a bunch of pimples on your face. You're never going to get laid again. It's like you're back in high school. You know, I'm 49 years old and never got a woman pregnant that I know of. So, just saying, okay? Hey, I don't know how you guys feel about that, the Bud Light commercials with Amy Schumer and Seth Rogen. I thought they were kind of funny, you know? I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm a comic. A lot of people like, you love Amy Schumer. A lot of my friends love her work, even work for her. I just don't get it. But seems that Amy Schumer and Seth Rogen's Bud Light commercials are now axed. No more. So I guess you guys didn't like it. I wonder if this has anything, I'm sure it has nothing to do with the Trump people leaving her concert. Well, this is it. She's been huge, Amy. I don't mean like a fat joker, but Amy Schumer's been huge. I mean, this has been a fucking great year or two for her. My God. But this could be the turning. This is like, well, you know, sometimes you get too big, you're too much out there. Eventually you're like, like Kevin Hart. Is there anything Kevin Hart isn't on? Kevin Hart, I mean, he's funny, great guy. I mean, he's always on, but he's almost like so full of himself now. It's like, you know, I mean, who wouldn't be making billions of dollars? I hope he banks it, because I'm just thinking he's going to basically fall to the side. Anheuser-Busch InBev have pulled the plug on its Bud Light ads featuring comedians Amy Schumer and Seth Rogen. According to the Week Adweek, the beer giant pulled the ads a little earlier than expected after its beer sales declined in the third quarter. The Schumer-Rogen ads launched earlier this year before the Super Bowl and played off of the presidential elections, featuring a mock Bud Light political party. One of the advertisements dubbed Equal Pay received a lot of negative attention online. In this video, the comedians denounced the gender wage gap by saying Bud Light costs the same whether you're a dude or a lady. Comments on the video have since been disabled on YouTube. Despite positive signs in brand health and evolution driven by millennials and Hispanics, the third quarter was the softest performance of Bud Light for the year. From a volume and share perspective, Bud Light Senior Director of Marketing Communications Lisa Weser told the news that Bud Light Party campaign helped us improve these brand attributes, but it did not translate to improved volume and share performance. I think I read an article going far back as when I was in college that ads that beer companies do not help sales. I think it's pretty much, you know, all the sex and all these silly beer ads never promote somebody to drink beer. I drink Coors. I'm a big Coors Light drinker. And ever since my trip to Coors in Golden, Colorado, I would drink whenever I can Coors Banquet. And if Coors people are listening, Coors Tap and Molson, those guys, send me cases of Coors Banquet. I love it. They don't sell it everywhere, but that thing's like 40 calories more than the light beer, and it tastes 100% better. So if you're thinking about buying me something when you see me out there at a show or anything, buy me a Banquet Coors. And if they don't, Coors Light will do. Beer ads. You know what I mean? You don't need ads to drink beer. Who doesn't drink beer? I mean, I drink wine a lot. The older I get, the more wine I'm drinking. At any rate. Here's a kind of exciting story. Boeing unveils amazing slightly terrifying new electromagnetic pulse weapon. Right? It's kind of like in the Matrix. Right? Like the thing just shuts everything down. EMP. It's amazing, you know. Nowadays. But a Boeing unveils amazing, slightly terrifying new electromagnetic pulse weapon. Born into the new Generation X, I grew up with the threat of nuclear war. Well, let me read more here, because nothing better than pulling up an ad that says, click here to more, and then you got to worry about pop-ups coming up like it's old porn. And grew up in the threat of nuclear war, and it's more from that. From visions of mushroom clouds to duck and cover drills in high school, Terminator movies, and of course, the ever-present worry that one day a sneaky Soviet satellite would detonate way up in the sky and fry all of our electronics with electromagnetic pulse. So imagine my surprise when the U.S. Air Force confirmed last week that it developed an electromagnetic pulse weapon of its own and that Boeing is helping to build it. It's called Boeing's CHAMP, short for Counter-Electronics High-Powered Microwave Advanced Missile Project. It's essentially the old nuclear electromagnetic pulse weapon that we have used or worried about so much, but without the nuclear part. Just shut everything down. By the way, our next war is not going to be on this planet. It's going to be in the skies, right? Everybody's like, all the shit, all the weaponry. Like, you know, like there was this story about China and Russia were talking about doing that, like eliminate a line of our satellites so that our ships and everything would be like lost out there without our GPS. But the U.S. warships and the U.S. Navy don't just use that kind of shit. They use other things, too. So thought that was comforting. But we might be a little closer to World War III than you think. Russia is doing a whole thing and getting ready and building bunkers and shit. What are we doing? We got WikiLeaks. We got WikiLeaks. I don't know. Concerning, isn't it? Right. But I think it's good. Hey, just destroy everything like that. Make everybody use slingshots. That's what we should do. At World War II, everybody should walk around with pocket rockets and pellets and let the strongest people survive. And I don't think we would. I don't think, you know, if you had the people of the countries fight, I think our country would get the shit kicked out of us because we're all a bunch of whimpering pussies. Eastern European bloc, those people are tough. They, you know, they've been around the cold. They don't fucking bitch and complain about stuff. They've dealt with shit. You know, it's, oh, I can't believe it. What time you want me to wait in line for the go battle? Oh, I can't do this. I'm not ready. I'm flat-footed. Here's something that grabbed me. I thought was was good news for me. But chubby older fathers are more attractive to women and live longer, scientists say. Hallelujah for us. Chubby fat guys, good news for us. Chubby older fathers are more attractive to women and live longer, scientists say. I wonder if the scientist was a fat married guy. Pudgy older fathers live longer and are more attractive to the opposite sex and are better at passing on their genes than their leaner counterparts, scientists have claimed. Becoming fatter after fatherhood due to decreasing testosterone levels may not fit the macho ideal, but it actually prolongs lives and strengthens immune system, according to Richard Bribicus, professor of anthropology and deputy provost of Yale University. See, he's from Yale. He should know. I've had a couple women out there when I've been touring around the country. You know, I'm like, hey, look at me. I'm not a, you know, I'm like a six-pack abs or anything like that. Like, yeah, but women like chubby men. That's because if a woman likes a chubby man, because if she gets him, she doesn't have to worry about him finding someone hotter, because he's usually, hey, well, you know, I got a hot chick. I'm not going to mess this up. Look at my wife. My wife's beautiful. I'm going to mess it up. I'm going to go out there and fuck around and take a chance. But that makes sense. You know, sometimes, you know, people don't like that. Some like me, like if I was single, you know, if I was ever single again, God forbid, would I want to be with a strikingly beautiful woman? Well, all you got to do is worry all the time. She's banging someone else. Although if anything ever happened in my marriage, I'd never get married again. Just saying that. You guys can hold me to that too. So let's hear it for the fat, chubby men. We're sexier. We're better. We're going to be passing on our fat body genes to our kids. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. and I'm here by myself. And I'll be back with some more Straight from the Headlines right after this.
This is the Reverend Bob Levy, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. If you're not, you're probably sleeping, you lazy fucks.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where I talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. That's right, not all news is about the corruption of Hillary Clinton. Sometimes it's about people doing stupid shit. Like this policewoman. Actually, a police story. Woman rams squad car while taking a topless selfie. Not a bad idea. Hey, I want to send my boyfriend a picture of me driving the car with my shirt off. I'm sure he'll like me now. Stop dating all those strippers instead. I could be wild and crazy. In Bryan, Texas, police say a 19-year-old Texas A&M University student who rear-ended a squad car told an officer she was taking a topless selfie. Not sure if that got her out of the ticket. Miranda K. Ratter posted a $200 bond after she was charged with drunken driving, possessing alcohol as a minor, and just being a dumb bitch. Police report says an officer was checking a reported disturbance when he heard brakes squeal and an SUV slam into her patrol car behind him. Ratter told the police she was taking a topless selfie of herself to Snapchat to her boyfriend. So can I go now? Police say an open bottle of wine was in her console cup holder. That must be a big cup holder to put a bottle of wine in there. You know, when I go drinking, if I ever drink on the road, my wife and I get that red cup and we put our drinks in that. You got to think ahead. You're a college student, for God's sakes. You're a Texas A&M.
I was taking a selfie of myself with my top off while I was driving.
Think you should pull over for that? They ever teach that in Texas A&M? Again, dumbass. I wonder who she's voting for. Ohio man accused of dumping manure at a county Democratic headquarters. Yay! That's a good idea. It's like an incredible, like the old burning bag of dog shit at the doorstep. Just unload a big dump. Big dumpster of shit in somebody. Yeah, great. That's awesome. You know, I mean, why not? Right? Democrats are unloading all kinds of shit on us. Oh, we care about the poor and the minorities in this country. We're the Democrats. You don't give a fuck. Democrats just want to get paid to work for the government. In Lebanon, Ohio, a 47-year-old Ohio man accused of dumping manure at his county's Democratic Party headquarters has been arrested. The Warren County Sheriff's Office said Monday that James Pennell is charged with criminal mischief, a third-degree misdemeanor. The county's Democratic Party chairman said a truckload of manure was dumped outside the Lebanon headquarters on Saturday. She said the party has security cameras after the same thing happened back in 2012. Same Democratic Party, same shit. The local GOP and Republican dominated county northeast of Cincinnati denied any connection. Pennell tells the Associated Press he is an anti-abortion. He is anti-abortion. He also asserted responsibility for the 2012 dump. He says he was identified with the help of security video. He says he will try to get an attorney, but expects to just pay the fine. Why not? Just pay the fucking fine. I'm sure some Republican will give you money to help. Hey, good job. That's what they should. Trump should go, hey, that was a good move. Here's the fine. I cover your fine. But why did you admit doing it in 2012? I mean, you know, hey, you know, I just copycat it. That was a good idea that time. And, you know. What else am I going to do with all this shit in my truck? All right, good way to, you know, good way of getting rid of shit. Just dump it on a Democrat's doorstep. That's the problem. Democrats have no idea how to get rid of stuff. You know, they just bring stuff in. Let's have more government. Let's have more government. We need more people to tell other people how to do things. We need more people to file forms so that when you got to get something, you got another form to file, and then eventually we'll get your money or help or food stamps. Here's another story. Accidental thief returns car with an apology and gas money. Wow, that's nice. That's a nice thief. I'm just wondering if he thought he took the wrong car, you know? That happened down in our neighborhood one time. Somebody stole a car and he says, "Oh, I just thought it was mine." Yeah, you often, you know, break the fucking drive shaft or the steering column to hotwire your own car. In Portland, Oregon, a Portland, Oregon woman says her red Subaru was stolen from her driveway, and then it reappeared with an apology note and gas money. Aaron Hatsey tells the Oregonian that her husband noticed the car was missing on Tuesday night, and she posted security camera stills on Facebook asking for help finding it. Police caught a woman returning the vehicle to Hatsey's driveway Wednesday evening. The accidental thief had instructions from a friend to pick up a different red Subaru at Hatsey's neighborhood and return when the friend said it wasn't her car. She brought along $30 for gas and a note expressing her apologies. Police told Hatsey that some older Subaru's keys are interchangeable, making it easy for the woman to make off with the wrong car. Wow, really? So if you want to go out and buy a Subaru, and then, you know, just maybe go around to all these other, find a nicer Subaru, hopefully it works. You know what I mean? I always wonder that about garage door openers. Like if you just took your garage door opener and drove through a suburb, you know, an area, like a residential area, and just kept pressing it, eventually one would open, right? See some golf clubs in there. Hey, those are Titleists. Why not? New set of golf clubs. Imagine how silly she felt. I got your car. This isn't my car. It's a Subaru. It's red. Yeah, but it's a stick shift. I can't drive stick. Here's somebody who can drive a stick. Parrot outs cheating husband by repeating flirty chats to wife. Come on, honey. It's just the fucking bird. Right? When's the last time you ran into somebody who owned a parrot? Right? That's embarrassing. Like, they have a dog, a cat. Oh, you got a fucking parrot. Yeah, I got a parrot. Parrot outs cheating husband by repeating flirty chats to wife. A parrot lets slip his owner's affairs with a housekeeper in front of his wife. The bird's first ruffled feathers when it began repeating filthy conversations between the man and his lover, arousing suspicion with his wife.
You never said that to me.
According to Al Shahid Daily, the woman had wondered about her husband's relationship with their maid, especially since she kept wearing that sexy French maid outfit. But the pet gave her the evidence she needed. As adultery is illegal in Kuwait. Oh, boy. The guy's in Kuwait and has a bird. The enraged wife headed straight to the police station with the parrot in tow. I have an eyewitness. Squawk! Probably want a cracker. To report the love affair, the bird's evidence has been used. He could have faced a jail sentence for his indiscretion. But luckily, the philanderer cops rejected it. They argued that the bird could have overheard the filthy banter on a TV or radio show. True. It's not the first time a parrot has allegedly exposed a secret love affair. In 2006, Chris Taylor discovered his girlfriend's infidelity when his talkative pet squawked, "I love you, Gary."
"Oh, love you, Gary. You got a bigger penis than my husband, Gary."
That would have been embarrassing. Right? I mean, what person has been caught in something like, "You're going to believe the fucking parrot?" Right? And it's great that the parrot can speak Muslim, whatever, Islamic. In our last story today, from straight from the headlines, woman calls lottery ticket a waste of time until she actually wins. That's right. It's a waste of fucking time to buy a lottery. Lottery's a big waste of time. I won. Fucking, I love the lottery. In Leicester, North Carolina, a North Carolina woman who bought a scratch-off ticket to show her husband that lottery tickets are a waste of money has won $1 million. I wish my wife would prove things to me like that. Glenda Blackwell of Leicester tells the news that her husband asked her to buy two Powerball tickets from a Quick Mart last Saturday, but she bought a $10 Carolina Million scratch-off ticket instead. She don't listen to shit. She can't do anything fucking right. Blackwell said she was trying to show her husband that no one ever wins and buying tickets or a ticket is a waste of money. Now she's eating her words and enjoying every bite. The 57-year-old Blackwell says she is going to use the $415,000 lump sum after taxes to buy a home and pay for her granddaughter's college. Aw. That's nice. And now, after hearing our last story, she's also going to buy a parrot to catch her husband cheating. That's all. You know, $415,000. I think about that right now. Like, how many of you want $415,000? Would that do? Like, I would definitely. If I won that kind of money, I think we'd fix the house up. On kitchen, bathroom, fix the pool deck, everything, get everything done, and then pay off the house. Nothing better than not having a mortgage, right? I tell people that if you have a mortgage, you can't have a mortgage when you retire. If you have to have a pension. You have to have some sort of money coming in aside from Social Security. You have some sort of pension. A pension is an income that always comes in no matter what. It's not predicated on the stock market or interest rates. It's just a payment. But if you didn't have a mortgage payment, $1,500, $2,000 a month, that's like having a pension, right? That's what everybody in this world should be doing. Minimize your expenses. Don't go out and buy fucking fancy cars. It's amazing to me. When you're young, you want to have all that flashy shit. And the older you get, you're like, ah, who needs that? You know, like I'm going to be buying a new car soon. I'm like, I really don't care. I just want to get something that's modern inside and comfortable. I don't need to buy a BMW or anything. The older you get, you don't give a shit about that stuff. Just want simple. Just simple. I don't want to have to pay for anything. I don't want to worry about money anymore. The older you get, you don't want to worry about money or having it or needing it. Ugh. At any rate. But that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Again, I want to thank our good friend Bob Levy for joining us earlier in the show. And thanks for sticking around with me and our news today and me all by myself. It's Tuesday. Don't forget this week's Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tavolino's will be a hell of a show. I'll be your host along with our feature comedian, Tommy Torres from the Jacksonville area. And our headliner, who's filling in for somebody who we did have headlining and it was last minute. And I can't believe we got this guy, a very funny guy, Kyle Grooms. Been on Comedy Central, last comic standing and on the Chappelle Show. Very funny comic. Kyle Grooms in Tavolino della Notte here in Coral Springs this Wednesday night, 8:15 showtime, just $10. That's right, just $10 and eat some of the greatest Italian food you've ever had in your life. Well, it's not $10 for the food, $10 to get in. But it's great food, appetizers, full bar, great show. And then if you happen to be in Cocoa Beach area, I'm going to be Thursday through Saturday. You can catch me at Gregory's Comedy Club. That's right, it's going to be awesome. I'll be at Gregory's Comedy Club in Cocoa Beach this Thursday through Saturday. Showtimes are 9 o'clock. Go to Gregory's Comedy Club, Gregory's Steakhouse at Cocoa Beach for ticket information. We appreciate that. And again, thanks for listening to us, guys. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. We also have a fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And if you want to catch up on all our episodes, go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com and subscribe. It's free. We appreciate it. We also have an Amazon page if you want to do some shopping. Please go to our Amazon page and click and shop. That helps support our show. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Thanks for listening. Tomorrow we'll have Peter Leonard and Elgin David in the studio. So stick around for that, and we will have Tommy Torres in the studio Thursday as well, talking about comedy and the world, and actually surviving the hurricane up there. They got hit pretty hard in Jacksonville. Thanks again for listening, guys, and we'll see you here tomorrow at the same spot. Take care.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one, setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun, children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination to the door to the world. Journey of a thousand lifetimes.